Time now for sport, and we're joined by ABC Sports reporter Andre Leslie. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Kathy.
Now, organisers are calling it, I love it, the thriller in slow motion. Do we have a winner in the Sydney to Hobart yet?
Well, Kathy, not just yet. At 7:30 a.m. Hobart time, there are four yachts coming into the final stretch of this Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Wild Oats 11 is leading the pack. Behind her is Comanche, Blackjack and InfoTrack, and they're tacking around behind, just coming into the River Derwent, and still a little bit to go, but it's getting very, very close. And
so
I think,
is it anybody's game, or can Comanche grab line on us again?
No, look, I do think that Wild Oats 11 at this stage is still the favourite to win. There's not much to go. Wild Oats 11 has won it eight times before, got a very knowledgeable skipper in Mark Richards, and of course they're trying to avenge for last year's race where they actually won, but were then penalised for an hour due to a near miss collision right at the start of the race. So they've got a lot of motivation to do well, and they do have the edge at the moment. The other yachts are within 5 nautical miles back and are visible to them, but I think that you'd have to say that Wild Oats 11 has the edge now, really.
All right, and back on land, Test cricket is continuing in Melbourne. The Aussies are on the ropes. They're going to have to dig deep today, aren't they?
They sure are. Yeah, someone's going to have to go big, as they say in cricket circles. Someone's going to have to score 100. It's as simple as that, really. Yesterday, the Indians showed a lot of patience. We saw a century to Chhateshwar Pujara, 82 to Virat Kohli, and then Rohit Sharma also scoring runs. So they got to 7 for 443, and they took a long time to do it. Australia now has to bat on a pitch that is a bit dead, but is also showing some signs of wear. Usman Khawaja will have to concentrate at number 3. Obviously, we just heard there in the news of his brother being rearrested. We'll wonder if that hangs on his mind. He is notoriously good at blocking everything out and concentrating on the job at hand. But the series really is at a crucial point now. Australia's won a test. India's won a test. We've got one and a half to go. And India is desperate to win this first match. This first series down under. And if they can do that, it would really be historic for them. They're the number one test nation, but they've still got plenty to do to bowl Australia out twice on a bit of a featherbed pitch. And I think we'll hear a fair bit of critique about this pitch today.
We're hearing a lot about that pitch already. Andre, just very briefly, of course, it's a bit of a festival for cricket at the moment. Last night, BBL?
Yeah, the crash and bash was also on. Melbourne Stars versus the Sydney Sixers at the SCG. And I think the one story to take out of this, the Stars won it thanks to great batting from Peter Hanscom, the guy who was dropped for the MCG test. So he's got kicked out of the Aussie test side and gone and scored 70 runs off 35 balls. So a real throwing down of the glove there by Peter Hanscom in last night's Big Bash game.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andre.
No worries.